To who or what?
Yosef and Avishai.
It'll be a chavrusa shav.
Rabbi Yosef and Avishai.
Maybe you guys should take turns giving shir.
No,
it is parish.
It is. We could do like you know fish bob stuff. Let's again. What?
Why don't you just take the test later?
What?
You can just take the test later.
If they want.
More chazara time.
If they want. Tov, Reza. Shbet. And the pasuk says, after Ratam Chemes Midyan, I didn't print it off. I thought that was going to come for last week. The pasuk says, Tov Dover, the parasha of Yule Midyan, which includes all Dine Hechsher Kalim, Hagola, Libun, and also Tvilas Kalim. The pasuk says, Kol Dover Shiyova Beish, Tavir Beish, Vitor, Ach, Vemei Nida Yischata. So the Chagat Chavetz Chaim says, Kol Dover Shiyova Beish, Tavir Beish. The Kval in Hagola is, the Kval in Hechsher Kalim is, Kiboiloi Kach Poltoi. The way it goes in, it goes out. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Derech Musar, Kodosha Yehovah Be'esh is also the same thing with Tshuva, with Averis. Averis they did Stam Kacha, saying this, so that also the Tshuva could be Stam Kacha. But Averis they did Be'esh, the Gansa Taiva, then the Tshuva has to, Kibarla Kach Polta, the Tshuva also has to be with an Esh. Okay, did I've done them Amishiv and all Jewish, yeah? Now, this is the Makar Batsam. Wow, I'm just a full house here. This is the Makar, Yeshua is here, wow. This is the Makar for Tfilas Kalim. Besides Heksha Kalim, Hagol and Lib and all that, it's also Tfilas Kalim. Says Rashi. I'm saying Darsh Makan, Nafla Shem and Isser, hit in Tfilo la Klima Teches. You need Tfilo. U may need a Ksubim Khan, Darsh Umayim Haru Uyun Litvo Ben Nida. It says, Ach, be may need a Yishata, what's be may need a to my mikvah, to my hashakel. Where's the mikvah coming over here? Where's the may need a coming? Elamai, you need Makame, I brought him a saw. You need a kosher mikvah of 40 saw and for Tfilas Kalim. Kalim that come from a guy. Kalim you buy from a guy. The Ramban argues, and he says that Tavir, we don't learn out from here Tavir B'mayim. Yeah? Tavir B'mayim. Yeah, so that Chazal, we learned, because the Ramban says this is not the law. Anyway, the Shah is like this. Is it the din tefilas kalim? Is that Chiyuv deraisa? Is that Chiyuv derabbana? The Gemara says, and Rabbi Zohar, the Sukkim is Rabbi Zohar, the Fayin Hay, it says, Tana kulam tshichim tefila barabayim sa. No, ani milam rav, dam akra, kodosh, yobesh, avir besh, vitar. Hasakota, hakasa, tara cheres, that what? They need tefila. It's mashmas din deraisa. The Rambam is not so clear. The Rambam has l'shainis. There are shtickle steer dick. The Rambam writes, Tfilah zu, shema tfilim klei sud an the kochim na goyim, vachach yutru l'achila u'shtia, ein ali in tum of tayra. The tumat, normally you put something in the mikvah because it's tame. That's not what we're talking about over here. Ella, medivrei seifrim, he says, v'romaz l'cha, lama, kol dava shiyav b'eish, avu b'eish v'tar, v'piyash shmu lamnu, she'ein ha'medaber ela b'tarasa midei gila ha'akum, loy midei tumah. It says you got to put in the fire, right? Tumah doesn't get, you can't get rid of tumah with fire. Yeah, you get rid of the bleas with fire, but not with tumah. Avlin yulei gakum. B'chim shkosa b'toher. It does say, right now, it doesn't learn from Rashi. Ko asher yavoi be'esh, tadru be'esh, v'toher. What's the v'toher? What kind of taira? You can get rid of the bleyas. What's v'tar? Says the Rambam. That's the remez. There's an inyan of putting the mikveh as well. So Rambam says medivrei soifrim. Does that mean that it's Rabbanon? Medivrei soifrim is Rabbanon. But that everyone knows, famous Rambam, that in Sharish Beis, Rambam says Sharish Beis, you can't count things that are learned out of Yugamal Midas. Right, Sharish Beis in the Sefer Mitzvah. See, they don't count things that are learned out of Yugamal Midas. And Rambam calls them medivrei soifrim. So the question is, when Rambam said divrei soifrim, does that mean Rabbanon? Or does he mean it's deraisa? But since it's the chachamim learned it up with Yugal Midas, it's called medivrei soifrim. But it's in deraisa. That's the famous Rambam. The Rambam says in the beginning of Kedushin, Ishus kesef medivrei soifrim. The Rambam says, and the Rambam changed the girsa. And there are derived screams at the Rambam. What's kesef and devei soifrim? How can the kesef on Rabbanon? If a woman's being kashi with kesef, yeah, and then she's mezana, she's not going to chayiv misa. How could that be? V'kulu. So some say, no, the Rambam said, the Tajma says, the Rambam says, kesef and devei soifrim doesn't mean Rabbanon. Devei soifrim means the rice. It just learned out from the Rabbanon, and that's what the Rambam is talking about. Agabanim, so the Rambam says over here, that's the Tajma's mahal, that's the Rambam. That medivrei soifrim doesn't mean Rabbanon. Rambam sometimes use the word medivrei soifrim. It's from the soifrim, the rabbis. Not that they made it, just that they learned it up. You'll meet the Samael who called medivrei soifrim. That's the Samael of here when Rambam says medivrei soifrim, Tfilas Kalim is medivrei soifrim. Lav Dalka doesn't mean that it's Rabbanon, because medivrei soifrim could mean the Raisa. And this the Rambam writes. Amru Chachamim, Hoisiv La Taira Achos. So there also, you see, Losh Amru Chachamim and other places in the Chos Tvila, the Rambam says, Chiv Tviz Deraisa, Amru Chachamim, Ezra, Vayish Shvilev, Zut Tvila. So you see, the Losh Amru Chachamim also doesn't have to tell us, I mean, it's Drabbanon. So it was Amru Chachamim that is extra Taira over here, doesn't necessarily mean it's Drabbanon. The Rajba and the Chuvis, what was done, whether Goy is Kashav at Tvila, and the Shoy wanted to say, since only Rabbanim, therefore it should be mutter for a guy. The Rajba says, and this is telling me it's only Rabbanim, he says, Medivah Rambam Yerush, who's Savlu Duraisa. That's the Pash of the Sugya. The Gemara seems like, brings down a drasha, puts it together with Hagolah. Yeah? So the Kesmisha says, what's Rajba Chach and the Rambam that's Rabbah? We just like apologize that maybe the Rambam could mean the Raisa. What's the Raisa that's the Raisa? So in fact it says, Pierre Shmuel Amdu, right? I mean, Allah Mashu Sinim, Pierre Shmuel Amdu, that you need tefillah as well. So Akbanim, so the Rajba says, that's the Rambam, that it's the Raisa. And okay, the Ramban al Tayr over here is not so pashit. The man writes, "Libim Mahar Oid Loimer Shatfila Azum Devrayim." The Mikra Smach. The man is a mesupik. He's grappling with this idea: is tefillah came the rice or not? He says maybe it's only Rabban. It's a smachta, and in the Ramban of Yizara. There he wants to say in the Raisa, he wants to, it's even outside that it's the Raisa, but it's enough. The Raisa, you don't need a mikvah of 40 saw. Even if it's just a revius, that's enough for the Raisa. So Akbanim, Vinish, we have a grace machlagis b'shainim. What's the saw? There's tefillas chi of tefillas. It's in the Raisa. Many shayim all the Raisa, the Rambam and the Rambam. That it's the Raisa. But yeah, and some of the Rambam's mesupik. Some shayim learned the whole chi of tefillah is all in Rambam. Now, the shaila is, what is the gather of this chiv of tefillas kelim? Well, what's he saying? Why do you have a kelim? Why kill him? Why have to be tefillah? Why? What's the side of it? So over here, l'chayra, he says the machlagas rishayim, the mamish to the tifkai, what the issue is. The Shai like this. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Dvarim shenishtam shebehem al dechamin, magilon umatbilon vein tayr. Something they use on the fire pot, you do hagala, put into hot water, umatbilon vein tayr. Dov shenishtam shebehem or something you use like a fire, on the fire, you grill something, you have a sheepud, you have a skewer, yeah, or whatever it is, a grate. Then, which you do directly on the fire, you make a barbecue. Then you need to libun, yeah, or to make kasher, you need libun. Again, matpilon the entire. So Shail is a seder. So the way the Gemara says, first you do agala, get rid of the blias, and then you do tefillah. That says in the Gemara, you buy tefillah from a guy. First you got to do agala, then you do tefillah. Shail is a seder of hagala tefillah. Is that ma'akev? Or you do the tefillah first, and then do agala. Why should you have to do agala first? So, the truth of the matter is, some Rishonim say, that Shita's thesis is, it doesn't make a difference, because the tefillah and the agala have nothing to do with each other. Because the tefillah, the chayra, yeah, that's the say is not ma'akev. The Tva says no. That first you have to do agala, and then tefillah. And the Vos has a striking lashon. He says, "V'chem edin shim lakein areyu ka'adam hatoivul v'sheretz biyadai." Yeah, if you do tefillah and then hagola, it's like a guy goes to the mikvah; he's holding a sheretz, which doesn't really help him too much to retire himself because he's holding the sheretz. Yeah, that's Rebbe Yaina. It says that a person. Person does tshuva, but he's not committed to stop doing that avera. Chayav sheretz biyadei. Chayav mashma, you declare chayav sheretz biyadei. It's a pshat that he's constantly becoming tarav, he's constantly becoming tamei, or a pshat is a chesaron that's a tarav. But anyway, chayav mashma is a chesaron that's a tarav. Anyway, agapan nevinish vi shteit zokter dvat chayav sheretz biyadei. Makesha, what is Hagol? Where's the sheretz? Where's the sheretz? Why is there a sheretz? Where's the sheretz? What does the Hagol have to do with the tefillah? There's a terrible sheretz beyond it. Oh. So the Ramban as well has a lashon like that. The Ramban says, why is the order makiv? Fisha yotzo mitumas hagoy v'nichnuf silukush Yisrael but lo yotzo mitumas hagoyim atche poltu ki uli hagoyim. So it's like this, yeah. The Bemisin Yishalmi says that the side of tefillah says Yishalmi it's like geirus, yeah. If it's nichnas kedush Yisrael, nichnas kedush Yisrael. So just like a goy, yeah, he wants to become a Jew, he's got to be tayvah, right? So a kli. A goyish kli that wants to become a Jewish kli needs tefillah. As in Yisrael, needs tefillah. That's what Shalmi says. Well, Shail is so pashat pshat. If Shalmi medam at the geirus, so pshat just like the geirus, you need tefillah to become a Jew. So kli also needs tefillah to become a Jewish kli. Yeah. So if he's there, it has nothing to do with the blias of Issa. Stam. Yeah. What about if you have a new kli, a brand new kli? You also need tefillah, right? Why? The Goyish Kli becomes a Jewish Kli, it needs tefillah. So Meila. So sorry, the Seder of Hagola and then tefillah makes no sense. That's why Shait Tais holds. Then the order is not Makkah, it doesn't make a difference what we do first. There's two things. You gotta get rid of the Kli's, and you gotta make it a Jew. You gotta make the Kli into a Jew. One is not doing the other. Oh. Elamai. So what is the Ritva? So we see in the Ritva, l'chayr not there. We see in the Ritva that, no, there is a connection. What's he saying? So the pshat is, in the Ritva, that the Kedushas Yisrael, and this you have to matari the kli from the tomb of the guy. What is the tomb of the guy? The tomb of the guy is Machal Zasuris. It's not that's the fact that it was a Goyish kli, now it's become a Jewish kli. The tomb of the guy. Yeah, is the Machal Zasuris. It's the tomb of Machal Zasuris. from the guy that you have to retire. And that's why the fascinating Ritva. Ritva says, why is a chiv to be taivol kelim chadashim? Yeah, you didn't use them. You never use a lister. Why should I be taivol kelim chadashim? Yeah, according to Taisvis, that would be a stupid question, right? Taisvis would never ask that question. Why have you taivol kelim chadashim? Why do you have to be taivol old kelim? Shalmi says, but you want to make it a Jew, you need geiris. So if it's new or old, it doesn't make a difference. Right? The Dva asked the Kasha, right? Lishitasai. Because he understands Lishitasai, the Yisai of Tefillas Kalim is the Tumah they're trying to get rid of is a Tumah that comes from Achol Zasuris. As a matter of fact, Dva, hey, Bazay! So why buy a nuclei? The nuclei never used it for Machol Zasuris. Why need Tefillah B'chal? Because Tefillah is not making it a Jewish kli. Tefillah is being metired from the disgustingness, the tumah that comes from Machol Zasuris. So Meil effectively voted about the nuclei. Zog Ritva, fascinating Ritva. Yeah, it says Ritva that the chiyat because soifoy l'shtamish bem iser. Yeah, in fact, it's oimid for iser. It's oimid to use for Machol Zasuris. That a guy has a kli that's oimid to use for Machol Zasuris. That itself gives it the tumah of the Machol Zasuris, and that's why you need tefillah. Akban, we see we're saying machlekes over here between the Ritva and Rabban on one hand and the Tais on the other hand. What is the Yisai of tefillah's kelim? The fi Tais is tam to make it into a Jew to give a kedusha to Israel. And therefore, doesn't make if it's new, doesn't make a difference. And that's why the Seder is not makim. You could do tefillah and then do hagala. No kesher. The Ritva that he saw it is after the tumah of Machol Zasuris. So Meili says it's ketayil v'sheretz biyadai. If you tayvel it with the bleis Zasuris inside, yeah, ketayil v'sheretz biyadai. We ask, where's the sheretz? The answer is the sheretz is the bleis. That is the tumah that we're trying to get rid of. So Meili, if you tayvel with the bleis inside, you didn't do anything. Mamash tayvel v'sheretz biyadai kipshutai. And that's why the Ritva had the foremphasis. Why by nuclei? Bechlal is there. Is there chiv tefillah, right? You haven't used it for Machol Zasuris yet. According to Taisa, that would be a silly question. Says Ritva, no, the fact that you're going to use it for Machol Zasuris, that's enough to give it the tumah of Machol Zasuris, because it's aimed to use Machol Zasuris, the Pel de Gaza. You have a question?
Yeah,
question?
Awesome.
What?
What?
You need a Hagol and Kenel Chadashim? No. Even as what? There's no bleis.
Has
the tumah. For tumah, the tumah machol is that you need a mikvah. Hagalah takes out bleis. There's no bleis. No. We don't have that good of imagination that we know. We have almost like see the bleis in there. You know what I mean?
According to the Ritva, you're boring a goy's nuclei, never used before. You start to tell it before using it.
That's what I was talking about. He's coming to ask Kasha. You buy a kli from a guy, a brand new kli.
If you borrow it.
You borrow?
Borrow.
No, that's different, Shaila. We'll see, but talk about that, about borrowing. What do the Ritva? On the Fitaisis? It's not with the Shaila, it's not with borrowing, there's no kli.
No, because he said
the Ritva,
the fact that it's going to be used, and
there's
going to be
a
mikvah, it's going to be used for non-kosher food, that you need to feel it.
Again, but the stam is a shiloh. Could be the stam is a question. The whole din of tefillas kelim is that when you buy it or even when you borrow it. We'll see. We'll get to that.
I've also heard that they're not going to use machol zasuris. So again, a salt or pepper shaker. That they would never make. It's their kli, but they would never use for machol zasuris.
MLA kasha. That's a nice question. The kli that chilutz miyuid not from machol zasuris. Miyuid not machol zasuris. Come out of shach mitayla. The ma'aser not. Don't take away halacha. You don't have to talk with soul shakers, but the har is definitely an aisara. Maybe all the taisers. Come out. It's not miyuid for machol zasuris. We looked at it. Wow.
Rambam holds that the derisa is only tefillah that's after a gola, or even
the Rambam doesn't discuss if it is mark of the order. Whatever the din tefillah is, Rambam holds the derisa in the separation. Now, now the shal like this. Okay, so we have mechayim v'shainim. What is the chiyuv? Is the chiyuv the rai? Is the chiyuv the rabbanon? Another mechayim v'shainim. What is the yisayid of the chiyuv? Is it else? What does the shalom mean when it says geir? Is that kush d'shal? Is that stamel because it went with the guys or else the mechalos of sores? Now the shal is the issa to use a kli before tefillah. It's also to use a kli before tefillah. Shal is that is the rabbanon? Was that is the rai? Obviously, if it's had that feels kind of right. So the Tais Rid says, even al tzad the chiyuv tefillah is the raisa. I think most of Shainim hold that the chiyuv tefillah is the raisa. Even if it's had the chiyuv tefillah is the raisa, the iser shtamshas is only rabbanan. I'm sorry. The Vashit is that there's no iser shtamshas b'cham. You have mitzvah tefillah. You have a chiyuv to do it, mitzvah tefillah, but don't ask them to use it. You don't ask to use it. Most Shari Mel use to use it. Ram writes, Farish, we've read Ram before, Al-Kechli Tashim Yisudim and Akum, Mekli Matches, Mekli Zchuches, Devarim Shloy Nishtam Shemem Kol Iker, Matbilon B'mei Mikve V'Charkach Yu Mutorin, Lechol B'hem V'lishtar. Ram and Farish, that not just the chiyuv to tefillah, yeah, but if you don't, there's an issur to use it before. Yeah, that's most are showing them all like that. That is an iser. But the shayim say, but if you used it, doesn't answer the food. If you use it, doesn't answer the food. You know, even though it's an iser to use it, but it's not going to answer the food. So now the arzrua shaywez rice rabban. So arzrua said the arzrua's mashmas the iser to use is this the rice. He says, yeah, ein zekim zeh kasev, the osa rachmana l'shtamish behem kol tefillah, bebli tefillah. The Darzua says, this is the raisa, what? This is the raisa to use a kli without tefillah. Primogodim seems to hold that as jabanam. Primogodim says, he'll share it like this. When Leila Seder, yeah, you don't have a cup, you don't have a kais. You don't have a kais for dal kaises, only a kli that you weren't taibul. Since the mice you can't be taibul on yomtiv, so what do you do? He says maybe you could be taibul the mayim sruchim shumitz dal kaises. There's this rabbanon to be taibul kalim because it's masakim, yeah. Maybe good table. Or then he writes, if it's tumah kli zchuchis, yeah. So maybe you could use it even without tefillah. You don't have a mikvah. You use it without tefillah. So he says the osya seidra banon v'dochil is a tefillah b'zchuchis m'divrei seifrim. Mashen kei mematche is tumah atayra. Yeah. So Pim Gomer has an interesting shayla. Yeah. Why don't we say? If it's Rabbana, why is it the Dal Kais is Rabbana? Mr. Dal Kais is Rabbana. I can't drink Dal Kais without a cup. Shail is, can we say that say of Dal Kais, I say Rabbana, Dal Kais is Shmidaicha, the Ist Rabbana of Kli Schuchis, glass Kli Zon Rabbana. So I want to know, I say the Kais, I say. Says the Tim Gadim. One second, we know that say the Kais, it has to be Be'idna. Yeah, when you've been kind of say, at the same time you have license, the claim it sits. At the same time you claim mila b'tzeras. Same time you kind of mitzvah, you've been going this, sir. So ask me a bit. Shank it over here. As soon as you pour the wine into the cup, you're ready using the cup. When you kind of mitzvah, but when you drink it, so chayr is not b'idna. It's not the same time. So maybe you can't say the chalaisa say. That's what he says. Oh, but then he brings down the Magen Avraham. The Gemara brings down around that by Shaif and the Gemara and the end of Rosh Hashanah, it's an aim of fakan all of a sagal. Let's say you have a Shaifer that's buried somewhere, or the Shaifer is on a tree. So you have to bury Mr. Bonon to get the Shaifer. So we say you can't do that. Says the Gemara, why? Shaifer asay! Yomtiv is asay, but lais asay. Ain asay, dak, lais asay. Zok the Ran. Even though Luchai won't come out of Rabban over here. So what are you telling me? I said, Luchai is not Zana, say, Luchai is not say. Because Rabban, also Chizuk Lebrayim Kishal Tayr. Now, Dina Tony is Rabbanan. So, it is Rabbanan. But still, Yom Tiv has a say, Luchai, I say. And generally, on the right level, and the Luchai is say. So, too, Rabbanan, they gave their halachas of is Yom Tiv, the power of a say, Luchai, I say. Also, Chizuk Lebrayim, Melo, that say, the rise of Goyim Shaifer won't be doing even though it's only this Rabban. Why telling me, ain't I say the Lais of Asay, even only a Lais Asay? Let's say there was no Asay of Yom Tov. Just like, let's ask him, Locha, they have a mitzvah of Shaifer, you want to go and climb the tree to get the Shaifer, so it's not Be'idna. When even kind of the mitzvah of Shaifer? When you blow it. When are you over there, sir? When you climb the tree. So it's not the same time. Then we can't be done. Why is it more? I'm saying, as the Lord said, say, typically, and it said, like, it's not bidden. Oh.
Extra mitzvah.
What?
Extra mitzvah.
What extra mitzvah? What?
You have to get the shaykh.
Who said extra mitzvah is daicha?
I'm not saying.
So, there is a Piskei Taisus. It was on Zvachim. It said Hechshem is if Shabalab without it. Meaning by definition, I don't know if it means that Punk now you can't do it. It means some Hechshem is only. I don't have to mind. There is a Hechshem Mitzvah. If Shabalab, why is it without it? It's not Mukhach. Piskei Taisus in Zvachim. Akmam the Shmuel Lekha the Chara holds not like that. And Meili says not Be'edna. Oh. So Chayr is interesting because over here this is far to argue. This is far to say, yeah, that this is far to say that since we're talking about the Raisa versus the Rabbanon, so maybe you don't need bid. In other words, over here we're talking about a mitzvah Raisa of Shaifer. We're talking about the Rabbanon of Yom Tov, right? Because only the Rabbanon over here. So there's a svar to say that is it's a bite on a Taisim Sachman test that I say sheyesh bekaris the Moshe Karm Pesach is daicha the Gemara says that I say of Hashlama is alacha alei hashlam kol gabanas kula that all gabanas have to be brought after Karm Tamei shall shachar. All the karbanos have to go between Tamish and Shalshach and Tamish and Bayin. It says, Allah Hashlem, that you have to mashlem all the karbanos on the carbon Tamish and Shalshachar. So if you bring carbon after Tamish and Bayin, you're over on Asay. Okay? It's Isra Asay. So the question is, it says the Gemara, let's say, guy, what about Karm Pesach? Karm Pesach is Asay Sheish Bakaris, Samael, it's Daicha. The say of Ashlama, yeah. So in fact, his eyes not beidna. When he can Karm Pesach at night, we need it. When he being over, when you shecht it in the afternoon after Karm Tamid. So Taisvis that since it's the say sheyesh bakaris, you don't need beidna. So when the Binyan Reb Chaim explains, because that's like this. I say the chleis. I say that's him. A chleis. I say Gemara in Yibamas Avzayin says chleis is more common than I say. But yet, I say it's daicha, right? It's chishakra. I say it's daicha, yeah. But the tonight has to be bidna, yeah. Zachar Chaim. But when this day it's daicha, it's because it's more chamer. Like I say sheyesh bekaris is daicha. I say sheein bekaris, yeah. Tonight, if I say the chleis, I say it's because I say sheyesh bekaris is more chamer than I say sheein bekaris. So Karm Pesach, I say sheyesh bekaris. Bring the carbon tam, bring the carbon after carbon tam shalanabayim is aimed by karis. So it's pashut, it's more chamor. If it's more chamor, then you don't need be'idna. Be'idna you only need when the thing that's being that says is more kal than the thing that's being nitcha, then you need be'idna. But if it's more chamor, then you don't need be'idna. So one second, so theoretically, you can say it's aimed by the rice and rabbanan, right? If Shpoy Lech says it's not be'idna, right? Going up the tree is not be'idna. Seder. But here comes Mr. Raisa, vis-a-vis an Isra Rabbanon, so maybe it could be the Adi, you don't need be'idna.
Who cares about the Esther wants to say Masif, what the Esther wants to say there, Rabbanon?
So it could be. No, it's good kasha. It's good kasha. Yeah, so he was asking, so then, if I'm saying that Pshat is because there's no problem with be'idna, because that says, is the Raisa, the Mela, you don't need be'idna. So you ask him, so what does it help you save a license say? So it could be, I don't know, it could be a say a license Rabbanon, against the mitzvah say the Raisa, maybe it evens it up, that makes it more common. I don't know, but the kasha go kasha, enechana. Okay. Now, shout like this. Oh, so we saw now the Arzuru and the Pim Gadim. They both said the Issa back to Nathalie Neino. The Issa of Shtamshus Bekli She'enoi Tavol. Is that the Raisa of the Rabbana? The Arzuru says the Raisa. Pim Gadim assumes the Raisa. So he said, if you have metal cleaver, your silver becha, you've got the Tavol, yeah? You bought it in China, you've got to Tavol it. So then, so that he says, Ivadi can't be, there's no tzad to be taival. Yeah? Or you'd even use it. The only shy was, please, chuches, which is only Rabbanon. Yeah? So, Melo, there he said, maybe, say, the Chalais is saying that he's being mefalpa. Yeah? So, he held that Klimatech is, Isser Shtamshus is the rice. Okay. Now, the Beralacha is done in Hilchas Shabbos, Shinchot Gimel, which talks about if you're allowed to be taival, clean in Shabbos. Yeah, machlekes. So says the Beralacha. There's machlekes in the Gemara. What the reason is? Okay, Rabbi says, Shemi Abraham the Amish Rabbim, Gezer the Rabba. Right, the reason why it can't be Tovel Kli on Shabbos, the same reason why it can't blow Shayfer on Shabbos. Shemi Abraham the Amish Rabbim, the mikveh will be in the Rabbim, or you have to go through the Rabbim to get to the mikveh. Shemi Abraham. The Rabbi Yosef says that no, because they are Shem Yischai. Rabbi Beva says that you're gonna just push it off. Rabbi says that's near Kamasakim. Okay, so we have Shem Yavrenu, because they're of Schita, and you're gonna push it off to do it on Shabbos, and you'll be Takala. You know, you have plenty of time in Shabbos, so you might come, use it by mistake, and Rav is going to be sad and clean. So he says, Zakti Beralacha. The riff only brings down the Svara of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Eloi. Yeah? So Meir Lefizeh. So the Shiloh is not by nuclear. The Shiloh is Tameh. You have clean its Tameh. You're allowed to be talking about a real tummy clean, not a clean you bought from a guy. Zalta Berlacha. Yeah? So if the reason is Shemi Yischait, and the reason is Shemi Yishet, so what about Nukli? He says, Dafka, by Nukli, by tummy clean, Lichsha Shemi Yishet, yeah? And there'll be a Takala. What will be the Takala? They use it with Truma. Again. Rebbe says, why can't you even tam a kli tamei on Shabbos? Yeah, what's a chashash? Maybe you'll put off the tefillah until Shabbos, or Yom Tov. In the meantime, there'll be a takala. What will be the takala? You have a kli tamei, and you use it with truma. It's the tam a truma, right? So that's the bir halacha. Mashenk my kli chadash, what's the big chashash? That what? You'll push it off, and then what? You might use it. Okay, and if you use it, what's going to be? You don't even listen to Rabbanan. So, Mele, there's no gezeir, otto, there's no gezeir at this rabbi. Okay? Because it doesn't ask for the food, and the Mele, This is, we're not, you know, we're not going to make a gezerah for the shdamshes. That's only rabba. He said he's not there. Even though the chiyuv tefillah is the raisa, the isur shimush is only rabbanon. So meilo fi zeh, you can be toivel fi that sheet, fi the riff, you can be toivel kli chadosh on Shabbos because no gezerah shem yischai because a kli chadosh is there's no chiyuv to be toivel begadim that you buy from a guy, yeah. Oh, maybe that's right or info. Well, why not? If it's Kedushas Yisrael, so what's the in a suit? You buy a suit in a Geisha store, or you buy a kli. According to info, it's how it's bliyas. So since most people don't cook in their suit, so it's like Zaggy's soul shake over here. Okay. It's made out of a smart pen, but I'm just still there right now. Okay, anyway, say it. So that L'chayr Islam, he says, Machayk is if he is some Rishayim Pim God and his sister Haisa. Berlacha seems to, he doesn't quote the Rosh, he quotes the Pashut that there's this Rabbanah. But he said, the Rosh though says, the reason why it can be Tayyibul Tomei Kli and Shabbos is Gzer Shemir and Da'am Shasarabim. If he said, even by Kli, even by the new Kli, you have the same Chashash. Now, Shai is like this. What about if a person is in a restaurant, or a person is in a hotel, and they're not necessarily makpid on Tefillas Kelim? Which is a guy that's something that you can't take on for the Pashit, that in a restaurant or a hotel, they were makpid on Tefillas Kelim. Whatever the chayvin is, it's chiyuv d'oraisa, yeah? We'll see maybe it's out later, that they're not, but the Pasha's hotel, the restaurant, has a chiyuv, maybe the raisa to be tayyib kalim, mela, and you know, I'll use it. If the chiyuv to be tayyib, then you know, it's not your, it wasn't your chiyuv, you can't use it either. You can't use it. Oh, so Shail is there any, if the hotel has a partnership, it's an international chain, whatever it is, and has some shutif of a guy, then it's okay. That's the Ferish Halacha, Ramon, Yodea, Kufchav, Chavtes, Yisrael Shvarechavim, Shekhanu, Kli B'Shutfis. There's no Chiyuv Tefillah. Oh, so maybe if there is a partial owner even of a guy, then it's Pater. But let's say it's a Jewish enterprise, there's no Shutfim, it's not an international chain with Maipi Shutfim. So then what do you do? So, it's like this. There is a law like this, that Yisrael shekana kli goy, a thing called kli schayra, okay? That if a Jew bought kelim from a guy to sell, he has a houseware store, yeah? So the din is that the, which is not in Gemara, but the din that Klis Chayra, the Beis Yosef says, is potter from Tefillah. And the mocker of that is, there's a halacha that a knife that's not meant to use, you have a knife that's meant to, you buy to cut leather, yeah? So that, you buy it from a guy, you don't have to be taibu. So Meir says, Beis Yosef, Roshayinim, who I didn't collect Klis Chayra. In other words, it's not called clay. You know, the only chiv is clay suda, but by me, it's not called clay suda. I'm just buying it and selling it. For me, it's clay schayer. Means it's like a knife that's meant to cut leather. Okay. Now, so that's when it comes. That's here's discussion. What if it wasn't chiv? So maybe. If you buy from him, it shouldn't be a problem. Now the Beis Yosef says, no, if you borrow it, is no chiyuv, because if you borrow it from him, that's okay, because it never became chayiv in tefillah. Because by the store owner, it was klei schayer, no chiyuv tefillah. I'm borrowing it, you're borrowing. If I buy a borrow kli from a guy, I don't have to be tayyib. It's only if I buy it. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. But if I buy from him, then I'm chayyib. Okay. So we're not getting around all the details. We'll skip a drop. So shout like this. The Darkei Teshuva discusses that there's a minug kol olam when they go on the train. And they stop in the train station. There's a kiosk over there. They're selling. There's a little thing over there, a stand where they're selling drinks. Yeah, so shy it is, but they're drinking it in a kli that's that wasn't typhoon. Shy, what's that? So he wants to say that by the kiosk owner, it's like klei schayra. Yeah. And Mela, since there's no chiyah by him, so Mela, you're just borrowing it from him, you're using his cup, it's not a problem. That's what he wants to say. Oh, so Mela Fizeh. So the Svara maybe someone would want to say. The Mela, maybe it's considered Klis Chayra. By the hotel, maybe it's considered Klis Chayra. He's not using it. Him is not Klis Suda. So Mela is Klis Chayra. You're just borrowing from him. So Mela, it's like the Dagi Tshuva by the kiosk and the train station that you're allowed to buy a drink. But L'chayra is not Daim Klal. Because the in a hotel, there's always this idea that you're a guest in the hotel. Yeah, it's not the pshat that, you know, when you buy a drink in a kiosk, you're not his guest. Yeah, right? But a hotel is kilo, you're a guest in the hotel. Right, so Mela, the pshat is over there. There it is, clay suda. By the owner of the hotel, he's serving his guests. So by him, just like if I have, you know, achnas arachim, yeah, you know, and I have 100 people every meal, every Shabbos meal. Yes, I'm not chayv to those kelim on my kelim because it's not clay suda. About it's my suda. I'm having guests in my suda. Right, so Mela, the schayr is moved in a hotel. The schayr, you don't have that svara. That should be out there. Now,
what about airport lounges?
What?
What about airport lounges?
What about it?
Is that considered a hotel? Or?
Card.
Huh?
You pay for the card to go in, huh?
What's the how you're paying for it?
No, because then you're just paying for the drink, by the hotel you're paying for it. Guess you're more of a guest. It's the same, right?
I mean, it would be more daima to like the kiosk and the Shuvah's kiosk at the train station. L'chayra.
They're not Jewish.
What?
Not Jewish.
What?
Whoever owns the kli isn't Jewish, right?
There's a guy, so he's not borrowing from a guy.
Right.
That's what. Right. He's talking about one of the Jewish owners. There's a guy.
Not if it's Alal's lounge.
What?
Not if it's Alal's lounge.
Okay, fine. If it's Alal's lounge. Okay. Now, it's in our table. Yeah. So Hashem Zalman wants to say a chiddush. Hashem Zalman wants to say a chiddush, which is a nice chiddush, yeah. And he says it in somewhere else also. The shayla is though in Tefillah Chayyur is a huge kash on it. Kamat kushish ain love shulva. Hashem Zalman wants to say a story like this. He wants to say that could be only going if this is Rabbanan. Kasha, this is Rice, you don't have this far. But okay, but Maestro Barlofa Paskins that this is only this is Rabbanan. So Rabbi Shem Zalman, what's the story of the Issa? Right? What's the story of the Issa? Stam, they made an Issa not to use it. Knas, not to use it. What's the story of the Issa? So Rabbi Shem Zalman, the Issa comes from the Chiyav, from the Mitzvah. Right? Hayoyis, you have a Mitzvah, you have a Chiyav from Taibel, maybe in the Raisa. Smell, because of that, Chazal said, because you have a chiv to do it, so Chazal said, okay, you can't use it if you're not tired. Yeah? That's the gather of the chiv. Mel says from Zalman, let's say you're an einus. You're an einus in doing the mitzvah. Right? For example, you're in a restaurant. Now, you tell the guy, one second, do me a favor, tell the head waiter, pull him over and say, okay, I'd like to have, you know, you didn't have it, but I need to take, please give me all the dishes they're going to use to serve me. Yeah, I want to go to the local mikvah, I want to go to Vizhnitz, and we tell you, then I'll come back, right? Now, the guy doesn't know what the Vizhnitz look like, okay? So guys, get out of here, throw you out in your head. Yeah, there's no way he'll let you do that, right? So maybe I'm an Ivis. I can't be tayvul. So the Bishem Zalman, if the whole Isser comes from the fact there's a chiyuv, from an Ivis and a chiyuv, maybe there's no Isser.
You don't have to eat.
Similar, what?
You don't need to eat it.
What? Okay.
So why is that? So you put
what?
Up in the
so,
considered still
oinus? Oh, so that's a big shiloh in general. Is putting yourself in oinus, is that you allowed to put yourself in matzav in oinus? For example, we had recently, I think, we had the sheet of the Mardechai, we got a tzitzis. The chi of tzitzis only comes after you put on the baguette. Yeah, no issa to put on begad al kamas without tzitzis. You put on begad al kamas, now you have kiyuv tzitzis. Says the Mara, come on Shabbos, not a problem. Put on the begad al kamas without tzitzis. Now I have a kiyuv to put on tzitzis. Right? Now yes. Tuk sharm is the raisa. In order to make tzitzis, I need a double knot. Double knot is the raisa. What can I do? I'm an ainus. Yes, this is one of the raisa they bring. It maybe could be machas of an ainus. Okay, that's a whole pomus. Is usher. So I guess you're right. We'll be telling you that.
How is this diamond to putting yourself in onus? Because this isn't place. This is Chazal want you to type all the thing. So the whole gzera is gzera because we want you to type it. But it's not like there's anything wrong
in this oifen. They never answered.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, so similarly, we have a Shem Zalman. You ask the Shaila if you have a soldier that's. Waiting in ambush. Yeah, so he has to sit there for hours and without moving. He's waiting for whatever he's waiting for. Yeah. So what they do is that he has a canteen with a straw. You know, he can't move, right? So he has a canteen with a straw and he's about to drink. And he's sitting there for hours, he's drinking. What if he has to go to the bathroom? Yeah. And he can't make a bracha. So can he drink? Can he drink without making a bracha? Because he can't make a bracha. Yeah, he can't use the facilities. He's in an ambush. Yeah, says Shem Zalman. There's also not a pashit that since he's one time the chiyuv isn't even without a bracha. Yeah, wants to say that the chiyuv the iser even without a bracha comes from the fact that they have to make a bracha. No, it does not the other way. Pashi learned, is that this Aslad Muhammad's problem is that B'loi bracha. Mela, the bracha is matir Isser. Yeah? Rosh Hashanah said, Faker. Because there's a mitzvah to make a bracha, because the Nechaz al Asr to eat without a bracha. So Mela over here, and he's an Ainis, he can't make a bracha. He has to use the facilities, and he can't, at this point, he can't really find a local bathroom over there. Mela, he could drink without a bracha. So there was also not the pashah b'chal. Again, the pashah b'chal in Gemara says also. Gemara says it's like meila. Yeah, the pashah the mashma is an iser, and mela the bracha is matir iser. So mela, even if you're an einis, say it. You're an einis, okay. But ma'isa, you be no even iser. You don't have matir. You can't be no even iser. So Shem Zalman says similarly over here also. The whole yisoid of the iser to mishtamish b'kli is because of the mitzvah. So Mel is up to Shem Zalman. If you're an oifen, we can't do the mitzvah. So then, b'chai gavna, there's no iser. L'chayra is a pel atzim. Yeah, l'chayra is a pel atzim. It's come out against the mefurish halach and shulchan aruch. Yeah. Took a shved. It's a shen shulchan aruch. Let's say a guy forgot to be tayvul kerem before Shabbos, right? And Shabbos, it's 2 days. 2 days whether you can be tayvul a new kli, right? We said this sugi before, right? The tayvul kli tame that he's a can. That's four pshit in the Gemara. A new kli, we said the Mishmur says telling him different reasons. Okay, so the mechlek is we paskin that we're machmir. You can't be tayvul a kli chadash on Shabbos. So now, if a guy forgot to be tayvul his kelim, here he is Shabbos, yeah, he's got whole set of dishes, and he doesn't have any other dishes, whatever, kids and Isa. And what can he do? He has no hapami. What should he do? Set in Shulchan Aruch, yitnenu lo yivichav matana, give it to him as a matana, and you'll borrow it from him. And mechir is chametz. Yeah, you sell, you give it to him a present, you mach him the kli, so it's his kli, and now you'll borrow from him. That's a lot. You borrow from a guy, it's mutter. It's only when you buy from a guy, it's a problem. Oh. Says Ramah that you could do this the same shtick, even b'chol, if you don't have mikvah. A guy lives, who knows where there's no mikvah. He could do this also.
Could you do that on Shabbos?
Yes. Well, how you like to mock it? It's Tzarek Shabbos. It's Tzarek Shabbos. You're right, even though... You know, when you buy an esrig, so then you need the esrig. You need the kinyan and esrig for Tzarek Shabbos. Here it's just like a few steps away. Say it, that's that you're allowed to. Or Tazo de Grav speaks out. But there's not an eitzah forever. Yeah? You know, it's a one time, meaning, because if you just you came and taught the cold Taurus feeling, you always sell it to the Machir's Chomets over here, sell it to the guy, and you always borrow him. No, you can't borrow from Rebbe. Because then, if it's Mishtaka, the same guy, it's by you, it's been sitting there for you for a year, so like no one knows that it's borrowed, because there's no Shaykh, it's yours. You know what I mean? For all intents and purposes, it's yours. The guy's not coming to take your old Caleb over there, you were mocking him a year ago, right? Even less than a year ago. Just, I mean, yeah? So then, Ta says, it's not a permanent answer. Shaila, or one time deal, you forgot before Shabbos, whatever it is, you're matzah, then you know, you use this aid. Oh. Shaila is though, Fibshem Zalman, what's the whole problem? What's the problem? The Shabbos, yeah? You have new Caleb, all you have is new Caleb. What are you supposed to do? You don't date, use your Caleb. Why? What's Shem Zalman say? If I'm an Einis, yeah? I'm honest up here at Dibur. What's the difference if I'm Einus where the guy doesn't let me, or I'm Einus because I'm going to Shabbos? And now I can't be done with Galen. The finish of Zalman, what's going on with it? What's this whole halacha? If the whole Issa that you've mishtamish bekli is because of it comes from the chiyah, from the mitzvah, and if you're Einus in the mitzvah, look at Shem Zalman, the male is there's no Issa, and Cain, what's the whole sugya? What's this whole machaber, amah, taz? What's the whole tutsak over here? What doing Shabbos? If you're Shem Zalman, l'chayr is pashit. That shouldn't be a problem.
Here it's not an onus, though.
What?
It's not an onus here. You can give it to your friend, he'll borrow it to you back.
What do you mean?
He said that when it's an onus, you're putter. So it's like it's an onus at a restaurant, right? The waiter. But here it's not an onus. You can do the shtick to get around it.
No, I'm an oinus on the tefillah. I'm an oinus on the tefillah. I'm not going to look for patente. I'm not going to go back to him. I'm an oinus on the tefillah. If I'm an oinus on the tefillah, then chazal nevasim. If I'm an oinus on the tefillah, chazal nevasim. So male, if he's there, it shouldn't be a problem. Say it, okay.